Blog Talk Radio.
Love family, peace and love, peace and Valentine's Day coming love. That romantic,
the romantic love
that I want me some. That
some what?
Netflix and chill.
Uh-huh.
Dozen roses, chocolate covered strawberries, champagne love.
Dirty and wet.
How come mine were like?
Mine sounds good to my audience too. There's some dirty and wetter listeners out there like, yeah, I'm with you, Chris. But get the champagne, get it wet and dirty. I'm talking about my martinis.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
Peace and love, family. Thank you for tuning in for a live edition of Twin Flame Radio. My name is Divine Queen, and I'm sitting here with my somewhat romantic and a little bit crazy king. Chris, say what's up to the fam.
Peace and love. Greetings. Heaven high. It's Mr. Moist and Dusty right here. Well, I don't know about Moist and Dusty.
That's how
I was trying to think of something that rivals dirty and wet. So scratch that.
It's live.
I'm gonna just say dirty and wet. Say what's on my mind. It's me.
Dust ball. That's only nickname, little Dusty.
It's weird because sometimes I don't even know what I'm about to say.
I know.
It just comes out. Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit.
We want to thank you for joining us again for another live edition of Twin Flame Radio. We got something special planned for you tonight because we know that Valentine's Day is coming up for those who celebrate, and for those who don't and say, well, Valentine's Day is every day, then this ain't going to be any different.
Yeah. It ain't lying. It sounds good.
I love you every day.
I do love you every day, and that's real. But Valentine's Day every day? Come on, man. You can't do nothing every day. You can love each other every day. But Valentine's Day, it won't make that day special.
And that's the whole idea, is that it's supposed to be a day where you just do a little bit more than what you normally would do. You show a little more appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give a little bit more, relieve a little bit more, take a little bit off that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do something special. And, you know, some people will say that well, that's a commercial holiday, and they just taking my money and all that kind of stuff. And that's fine.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day doesn't have to be February 14th.
That's right.
It could be June 5th.
And if they're taking your money, a back rub is free.
There you go.
Feet rub is free. I do full bodies. From the toenail to the third eye. I'm just saying. That's what I do. Yeah.
So tonight we're going to be talking about relationship magic.
The whole body.
And a lot of people are interested in, and what does it take? What is the successful recipe for a long-lasting relationship, a loving relationship? And I like to tell people that, you know, being in love is an act of magic.
It is. It's a gift from the gods.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
When you have two people that can come together and unite and love each other and treat each other with the utmost respect and just make them your world, that's magic, because people are crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we knew that early on. When we first hooked up, I remember it was like, we were 19, were we? And we were in the Cadillac, 4 a.m. I was dropping you off, and we would always sit and talk for hours.
Mm-hmm.
We just didn't want to leave each other's presence. And you asked me, do you ever feel like you're different from other people? And the first thing I looked at you with that glazed look, like, I feel like I'm an alien. And we just been loving each other ever since.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So today we're going to go over some different techniques of how to create and maintain that relationship magic.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to teach the family how to get it wet.
But keep it clean.
Oh, yeah. I'm just talking about the relationship.
I know, because you were talking about wet and dirty.
Yeah.
Wet and dusty.
Yeah.
Moist and dusty.
Yeah, all that good stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
You talk about our weekend?
Let's go in on our weekend.
Mm-hmm. What we
because
do?
Because that's what we do on every show, in case you didn't know. For people who are new out there or listening, we appreciate your love. And we appreciate your support, but this is what we do.
This is what we do.
So this weekend, we...
We're some shopping fools.
We went shopping like
it was
we
Christmas.
Don't have any bills to pay.
Yeah, we just said, you know, we winning. We winning.
Well, we're going out of town in a couple of weeks here. Well, about a week, actually.
Yeah.
We're going on a to see our spiritual parents, our spiritual masters, at a seminar in Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
ATL, saw that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we, you know, and whenever we go out of town, we got to go out in style.
Facts.
We got to look good.
Indubitably.
We look good in Cincinnati, but we got to look good abroad, too.
And better than looking good, feeling good.
Yeah. Definitely.
And nothing makes you feel good like new stuff. I don't know about you, but I don't want no old stuff. I like new stuff.
Yeah.
You don't like new stuff? You crazy.
Yeah.
I see people with old stuff, I'm like, you crazy.
Where's your new stuff at?
Where's your new stuff at? You don't have to ball out of control. But where's your new stuff?
So, yeah, we've been shopping like crazy that I don't know how we're going to pay our bills here pretty soon.
The spirit got us. I'm getting my feet done Friday. For the first time.
First time ever.
Yes.
Yes. I'm so happy.
Because I'm a god. That's what we do.
Your feet be dry and dirty.
They don't be dry and dirty. They might not be
dry and dusty.
They may not be as moist as yours. But I've been using that shea butter lately, babe. I've been shea that one day I was a little chalkish because it was cold and I just forgot and I took my shower late.
Your feet look like you have been doing gymnastics.
Like I've been grabbing the bars of my feet.
Now you put that chalk on.
They did, though. And you didn't rub them.
Yeah. When you walked away, it was like footprints of dust being.
It wasn't that bad. So we capping now, huh? So we capping? I'm just saying, because you know me. Before we do a love show, that ain't the great show. You going
sorry.
In on me.
Oh, sorry.
No, you ain't. Dragon. Well, back to we went out to eat. We went to Conscious Kitchen.
We did. Well, we took our daughter out to eat to celebrate her new job.
She did. My daughter's going to be a new salesman selling cars for Honda.
Car sales.
So we're about to get the hook
up. Baby.
Eh?
Yeah. So she went in for a one position, and they were like, you know what? We want you to be a salesman.
Yeah, they, you know, she was using some of those tips that I've given her, because we drilled our daughter with everything. And, you know, we did mock interviews, and, you know, we were stickler for eye contact when we're talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
And they admired her on how she didn't break any eye contact. And they was like, you know what, you have all the tools to be a great saleswoman. And she was like, all right, let's get it in. So she'll be starting coming up soon here.
So,
yeah,
so
I'm proud of her.
We have to take her out to eat for them.
Mm-hmm.
One of her favorite restaurants, Conscious Kitchen. One of our favorite restaurants as well.
As far as conscious food, Conscious Kitchen is where you need to be.
If you're conscious and you like to eat, you need to go to Conscious Kitchen.
If you like carrot, if they got the best carrot pie on earth.
Oh, carrot
the
pie.
Crust is so flaky. Oh, we can talk all day about that, but.
Yeah.
We got to get these Jews in for these people. They ain't got no love. Well, maybe they want to enhance the love they have.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what it's about.
You know, one thing that I like to do every day is tell you how wonderful and beautiful and sexy you are.
Ooh.
You know, I'm like, oh, you look nice today.
Yeah.
You look cute today. You do the same for me, too.
I do.
If we don't hear anything, we know we look bummy. So, you know, I just be like, wow, your fingernail was really popping that day.
I'd be like, those feet not that ashy after all.
They really aren't. And your hair doesn't look like a dried mop today, baby. It doesn't look like a dried mop today.
My hair don't look, my hair never looks like a dried mop.
I mean, you started it, boo.
I was telling the truth.
We're trying to save relationships and we tearing ours down on air. It's immortalized.
So I agree with that. I think that, especially women, we need to hear, you know, little things like that. Like, you know, you look nice today, or I love that outfit on you, or the way your hair looks isn't so dry after all, or, you know, things of that nature.
Yeah,
we like
dry.
To hear them.
Yeah, it was a false truth.
It is. And wouldn't you say that guys also like to hear that kind of stuff?
Yeah, guys like to hear that. We like to hear from anybody.
I think that's a misconception that's out there. I think a lot of women think that men don't really care about compliments.
Man, we love compliments. If we didn't, we would be out here like cavemen, like hair, no, nothing shaped up, just roughing it.
Mm.
Everything a man do is to impress women.
Mm.
Everything when they're young, you know, now I'm a grown man, I'm married, I like to look good for me because it's like, you know what, I deserve it. I love myself on a different tier now. But young men, they do everything to impress women, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, because I didn't know that until me and you had got together that, you know, I remember I would compliment you and say like, ooh, you put your fade up today.
Yeah.
I like the way your beard is finally growing in.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And you'd be like, yeah.
Somebody getting pregnant tonight. That's what I was thinking. Somebody's about to get pregnant.
So another thing that I would say is a good recipe for relationship magic is surprising your partner with not gifts. Those are good. That's always a good thing. But what about the simple things? Like, I love it when you bring me coffee.
Yeah, when I bring you a surprise with breakfast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Breakfast is my favorite meal. And when you surprise me with breakfast, that's just like, wow. That's like bringing me roses.
Yeah, and I get you breakfast daily, but sometimes I just surprise you with like an artichoke souffle with some dark roasted coffee in front of all your peers, and they're looking like, we're hungry. I'll be like, so you ain't in love. Where you man at? You see how it's done?
Okay, what about, you know, like the other night, I recorded a whole bunch of fighting shows for you.
And that titillated my heart.
I know that's something that you like. I don't like it, but I know it's something that you like. Yeah. And so I came across it. I wasn't even looking for it. Just came across it, and I was like, oh, he doesn't even know about this. Let me set this up for him. And bam!
I appreciate that. I really did. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the other day when your back was hurting.
Yes.
And I was late for work because I was up rubbing your back with oil.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that didn't cost me nothing. You're like, oh, baby, my shoulder blade is killing me. I said, take off those clothes and lay down and let me do what I do. And I did it. And that's what I did. I pulled out the body oil, not the baby oil, the body rub oil.
Mm-hmm.
And I put my knuckles to work. Yeah.
So that's what I mean by the simple things, the things that don't really cost money. For me, and I would say probably for most people, you know, of course you have those, you know, some people who, I want a name brand purse, or mm-hmm. I want, you know, this, or I want tickets to this, or I want to go to the game, or, you know, whatever. But people who really just appreciate your spouse and everything, they really appreciate the small things.
Yeah, the simple things become big things.
Mm-hmm.
Because after 24 years, it's like, you still care? And I'm like, yeah, I still care.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're around people who aren't getting it and they're telling you how they're not getting it, and then when you get it, it makes it feel so much better.
That's
like, man, I got something special here. Yeah, you know?
What about giving your partner 100% of your time? Even when you don't want to. Now, that's the kicker right there.
Yeah. That's the kicker, and that's toughy.
That is tough.
Because when we get out of work, we want to have our own time.
And that's tough for all different levels of relationship. We've been together almost 25 years, and that's still tough for us sometimes.
Yeah, when you were talking about that, something that was going on at work today.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I want to hear all this negativity. But I was looking in your eyes like, for real?
What?
I realized that sometimes you need someone to, your partner, they need to vent. And you got to be there for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes them feel better.
Yeah.
You know?
I think we do that for each other. When you're having a bad day, I listen to your stories.
Oh, my God.
You know, when you're talking about fighting and stuff like that, I don't care.
I know you don't, but I'll tell you anyway. You do. You'd be like. But your eyes, it's like you're looking at my ears or something. I'm like, what is she looking at? I'm talking to you. I know.
And a lot of people feel like, well, my time is my time. I deserve to have time to myself. And you do.
Yeah.
I think that everyone should have an allotted amount of time for themselves daily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a dragon. I like to be alone sometimes. Sometimes I'll just go in the bedroom and just sit in there, meditate or read or something like that. And
I'll find something to do.
Exactly.
A lot of men that don't have nothing to do, they be like, baby, what you doing? Spend time with me. You ain't never hear me say, spend time with me. I'm like, you doing something? All right, I'm out. I'm about to do something. You know?
Well, sometimes women require a lot of attention.
You do. You do. That too. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing that I did was brainwash you into believing that we would be together forever. I used to ask you, like, do you see us being together for, like, 10, 20 years? We used to get, like, 8 months, I'm saying this. You used to be like, hey, nah. But I was like, I do.
You're crazy.
And that's one thing that people don't do. They see, like, well, what if? A lot of negative what ifs. What if they cheat? What if they do this? What if they leave me?
Mm-hmm.
And what you're doing, you're creating an atom of negativity out there,
mm-hmm.
and the law of cause and effect kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
The cause is you thinking negative, and the effect is it manifesting in your reality.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what your partner is thinking, you need to think positive, because you're going to create a positive relationship. If your partner is thinking negative and like, hey, they're going to cheat on me or whatever, and one string theory that may occur for them in one reality.
Mm-hmm.
But you are the key master of your destiny,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to bring them into your bubble in your paradigm, pretty much.
Yep.
So I want the family to know, regardless of what your partner is thinking, how they're feeling, you hold the key to your reality. And it all stems from how you think.
I think that comes from people having a lot of trust issues, growing up in broken homes, seeing a lot of broken relationships, being in past relationships where, you know, the trust was broken, and they carry that hurt and that pain into their own reality.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I do, I try to outlove you. I try to make things so good for you that it compels you to return the favor.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people wait to be loved, and then they want to show love, and then you get caught in that waiting game.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't feel as if you're loving me, I'm going to love you anyway and hope that you love me better the next day. Sometimes you have to be the catalyst, or sometimes you have to lead by example. And people forget that. There's always going to be one person that loves each other more than the other, and that switches roles throughout the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to love me more, so I'm like, I love her, but she loves me more right now. It goes back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty of being in a relationship for so long is you've seen everything come around a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a couple like twin flames like us, you have some relationship problems, hit us up on our website.
Mm-hmm.
And hit the PayPal. and we'll show you the way. It's just as simple as that.
You know, I think another thing is that people are afraid to let their guard down. They don't want to feel vulnerable. They don't want to expose themselves and then find out that it was for nothing or that they were being mistreated. And I think we need to get past that. We're all adults, you know, put your big pants on, you know. Sometimes you're going to have to take a chance,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes you're going to fail. Sometimes things aren't going to work out the way that you want. The relationship mm-hmm. may not go the way that you want, but I'm a big believer in taking a shot, because mm-hmm. if you don't, you're going to always sit around wondering what if. I wonder what would have happened between me and him if I just would have let my guard down and told him how I really felt.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if we could have built something if I wouldn't have, you know, picked arguments with him so much, or, you know, things of that nature. So, you know, if you're brave enough to be in a relationship, be brave enough to stay in a relationship.
If you're having strong feelings, you're having trust issues, you're wondering if my next partner going to cheat, you're not ready for to be in a relationship. You're not fit to be in a relationship if you're thinking like that, because it's not fair to you. It is not fair to your partner.
You know what? I think you are fit to be in a relationship, but it's the type of relationship. I think you need to form a relationship with yourself.
Ooh.
You need to court yourself.
Ooh.
You need to romance yourself.
Hey.
Hey. God. In all aspects of the way.
Guys are born knowing how to romance ourselves.
Y'all don't romance yourselves. Y'all abuse yourselves.
Hey, we did. You know, that's romance to us. Some of us like it like that. And we know y'all don't, so we don't.
But
we
be dusty. Thinking,
hey, some people like a little dusty look. Give me that dusty love. I don't like dusty love. I like Dove love, where they just marinated in some water using Dove, but not the other D. That's just me. But I've known some people that didn't mind dusty love. I was like, man, he's a roommate. Man, we got to get another roommate because it smells mighty dusty in there. Sheesh.
Shout out to our old roommate.
Shout out to our old roommates. You know who you are, you dusty lovers? God.
Oh, my goodness.
But one thing that we do is we always make each other feel special.
Yeah.
You know, making your partner feel special is key, family. Making them feel as if they're the one when you're out. Let's say your partner isn't all that visually stimulating, okay? And you go somewhere and everyone in the room is beautiful. Hold your eye contact with your boo. Hold it. It may burn, but hold it. Hold it, fellas. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't have that problem because everybody be looking at my girl, so. But, you know, I've been in a relationship before when, you know, they wouldn't really stimulate, and Divine Queen walk in, I'm like, girl, I got hit. Like, oh.
I remember that.
I was like, that's going to be my firstborn, though. You just don't understand. She's going to marry.
You know, something that women need a lot of.
What's that?
Just hugs and kisses.
You guys do. And I give some good hugs. Mm-hmm. I get the best hugs you'll ever have.
Yeah.
I mean, but you never had it because my hook is already taken. It's hook taken.
Well, I mean, a lot of people focus on sex, and don't get me wrong, sex is very important. But it's also the little things, like the hugging, the kissing, the cuddling, the massages, the looking in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things where you're doing, you're making your spouse feel special.
You know, one thing about sex is it's a root chakra desire for most people.
Mm-hmm.
And if your relationship is based on sex, it's not going to last. I'm going to just be real with your family. It's not going to last. Because everything gets old and you have to recreate it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And some things are like a vacation. If you're always taking a vacation every weekend, I don't know. I couldn't get tired of that. And I don't get tired of loving, so I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you guys. I'm an every digger. I like it every day. I'm talking about love.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Well, we like to, you know, one of the things that we do before we go to bed, we'll give each other like a hug or a kiss,
mm-hmm,
or something like that and say goodnight. And then, you know, there's those times where just out of the blue, you know, I might reach over and give you a kiss.
What?
Kiss your third eye, kiss your cheek, kiss
mm-hmm
the lips, you
mm-hmm
know, whatever. Give you a hug.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, I remember in the beginning when we were first dating, you'd be like, what was that for? And I'd say, just because.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I
like that. I like that. Next time, without the onion sandwich. But yeah.
I don't eat onions
you
like
don't,
that.
You
so
don't. You don't. I'm just playing. I'm just serious. I mean, playing.
He's mad because he's dusty.
Well, I'm not dusty. I'm like the cleanest dude you know.
Can we move on?
Sure, sweetie. But you know what? One thing that we do a lot of is play slap and tickle.
Yeah.
We always plan.
We always
touching each other. We can't walk by each other without somebody's cheek getting smacked, thumped, or pricked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't like it when you try to go deep. I'd be like, get out my crack. I don't like that. I don't like that.
I don't be in your crack.
Not the hole, but like the, you know what I'm saying? The, you know where the fat part meet? You like to hit that. I'd be like, baby, you need to stop that. I'm done. We're not playing no more.
I do to you what you do to me.
That's what guys do.
Well, I do what you do.
Man, listen, don't do what I do because you can't do what I do to you.
I do what you do. And
you better not
do
it.
Like it.
I don't like it when you play like that. I like the outer region. I like the butt cheek. But I'm just, you know, we saving people's lives here. Because some men might be like, I'm scared to tell her. I don't like it. You know, credit card swipe me.
Okay, on that note,
yeah,
if you would like to call in to have any questions or comments, or just want to ask Chris what's wrong with them, please feel free to give us a call at 619-924-0835. If you're already on the line, hit the number 1 and we'll bring you through.
They got those cars with those chips now.
You got issues.
I can't help it. I don't know what I'll be saying, man.
Yes, you do. You was waiting to say it. You
was
looking
not,
at me like.
I swear, I had no idea I was about to say that. I wasn't about to say that. But acting like kids is really, really important. You know what I mean? It keeps it young and fresh.
It keeps it young and fresh. You have to have times where you're just not serious all the time.
Yeah.
Yes, bills need to be paid. Yes, the house needs to be cleaned up.
Yeah.
Yes, you got to go to work. Yes, you got to take care of the kids. But make time for you to laugh.
Yeah.
I mean, we laugh.
All day,
I mean,
every
you've
day.
You've been listening to this show for the past 29 minutes.
This
we've
is what
been
we do.
Laughing nonstop.
This is the PG version.
But it's
go ahead, man.
It's shut up. It's important to act like kids.
Yeah.
You choking over there?
No.
It's important to act like kids, have fun, and just let loose.
Yeah, let loose.
You know, don't worry about you know, whatever. Yeah. Have about 30 minutes a day, at least 30 minutes a day, where you just cut now.
You know what is also important in relationship is having different interests. Mm-hmm. You got to have something that you like doing away from your partner that brings you joy.
Mm-hmm.
We both have different things that we like to do.
Yeah.
And we do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very important. Have a hobby. Have something you love to do.
Have something that you love to do apart, but then have some things that you love to do together as
definitely.
Well.
Definitely. Yeah.
You don't want to spend all your time apart.
Nah.
But you do want to have, like, your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with having your own thing. I have my thing that, you know, Chris will be like, you know, you have fun with that, babe. I'll see you in about an hour.
Yeah.
You know, and same, you know, with him. When he's doing his thing, I'm like, that's not for me. I'm going to go over here and read, or I'm going to go over here and do this while you shadow box or whatever it is that you do.
You
I
know,
don't even know what you do.
And you don't know what I do. You know, because people be like, man, I always see you, you know, you ain't with your queen, where your girl at? Like, she's at home reading the book.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she like to do. You know, I'm a socialite. I'm a five. I'm always gone.
you
know what I'm saying?
You're more extroverted and I'm more introverted.
Yeah. And it ain't personal. I tell people, how you wearing doing? We still doing good. Listen to our show on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear.
Yeah.
But she just don't, you know, she do her thing and I do my thing. And that works for us.
You know, it's like what they say when they say opposites attract. I do think that there is a lot of truth to that because we have a lot of opposite things about us, but we also have things that brings us together. And it's some of those opposite things that bring us together.
I don't know how we got together because we were just so opposite.
We were.
I mean, we were just so opposite. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm from the hood. You from the burbs. You drink. Nice. I just like a thug back in the day. It was just like people found out I was with you, they used to be like, why? What the heck? They found out I was with you, they was like, how you get her? Like, what about chopped liver here, fellas? And women? Man, I'm a good cat.
You are a cat.
I'm a great catch.
Mm-hmm.
They see now though, they ain't got no dude.
We have a caller. I'm going to bring the caller on the line because it's so goofy.
Hope they got
a
dude.
Okay, this is Ohio. Caller from the 513-550. Peace, peace. You on the air. What's your name? We know where you're calling from, so what's your name?
Peace. Chakra Zulu.
Oh, brother.
Lover himself.
Right. He almost like Sabaray. The lover.
Just lover, lover.
Right.
The lover, lover.
Whoa.
What's going
good,
on, fam?
Winning?
Good. What's good?
Winning as usual. Winning as usual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just wanted to call in and kind of just get my two on that. On that being by yourself piece,
mm-hmm.
being single for a while. You all know my story, but I mean, the show doesn't, so maybe it might help someone. But I was single for like 10 years. I mean, I'm still single, but I've been single for 10 years. And basically, it was because of my last situation. It was a friendship, and it turned into a situation where she wanted to be in a relationship. So I said, okay. So we got into a relationship, and then once we got into a relationship, she changed. Like, it was weird. It was really, really weird, and we weren't able to ever be friends again. So the thing is that I was like, well, I'm just going to be by myself. I'm going to learn me. I'm going to do me. I'm going to find out what I like. And I'm going to just take a break from being in a relationship. I'll date, but I'm going to detach my feelings until I feel like I'm ready to date again. But the thing is that in being single, I kind of found my fortress of solitude, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I was enjoying being single. I was enjoying being alone. I was enjoying doing me. And I was like, yo, I could do this forever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And So, and then when, you know, I was dating someone and getting to know them, it was good that I was by myself because I understood what I wanted and what I didn't want. But it was different when dealing with someone else, though, and learning their traits, because they might not have been single for a while. They might be fresh out of a relationship, or they just been bouncing relationship to relationship. And so the frustrating thing for me was that I kind of didn't have any baggage. I left my baggage like 10 years ago, but at least I thought I did. But I think that there's certain things that I suppressed and didn't address. And even when I was in a relationship, there were things that I was doing or holding that person accountable to that they didn't even deserve. So it was just working through my own issues and then also learning how to work with someone else through their issues. So you got to be careful. When you're by yourself, you can get to a point where you enjoy being by yourself, and it can be dangerous being by yourself. It can be dangerous. But then when you come out of it and you open up to someone else, understand that you might not have dealt with your own issues, but sometimes other people will show you what you didn't deal with. You know what I'm saying? Being by yourself is good, but it's not enough. You still have to have interaction, and you still have to learn how to work through difficulties and things of that nature.
You know what intrigues me is when people are alone for like 5 to 10 years, and I watch these dating shows. It's like a red flag, like you have a like dating bad credit when people be like, you know what, I've been out of a relationship for 8 years. And the girl always say, well, what's wrong with you? Mm-hmm. I've been in a relationship for 8 years. Well, what's wrong with you? Like, you know, it's like it's a bad thing. But in essence, it's a great thing. You know, you're taking time to make sure yourself is, you're right, you're mentally focused, you just don't take any, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I was going to say. You're not just jumping. Yeah. You have some people that jump from relationship to relationship, and they feel like being in a relationship is the end-all and be-all to who they're supposed to be, their existence. And you find yourself losing your identity when you're jumping from relationship to relationship. So I think it's good when you see someone who's taking time to learn themselves and to learn what they need to work on, or, you know, what they need to seek out and not just take any old thing.
Yeah, you're a high vibratory, high mindset type of queen, though. You know, lower scavenger chicks. Not saying my boy would holler at, you know, scallywaggish people like that. I'm just saying. That's what I see, you know, TV.
Scallywaggish.
Scallywaggish. My mom used to call him a hood. My mom used to call him a
hussy.
Hussy with a Z, two Z's.
Oh, Z's.
I call them Miss Diamond Queens, you know.
Yeah. Well, whatever they are. You know, when you get in tune with yourself, I mean, like, we're not ever going to figure this thing out. We're always dealing with the university itself. And the university is always open. And the only time you graduate is when you transition. So even being by yourself, it's great. And it teaches you, because my mom and my dad have been married over 50 years. And she told me, she said, what keeps us together is, I want to be with your father. I don't need to be with him. You know, and a lot of people, they need somebody. You can't be with somebody to fulfill your emptiness inside, or to do any of the work that you're supposed to do within yourself. You can't do that because you're going to run them away, and you're not going to be fulfilled. You're cheating yourself. So, you know, so, and that was another thing. Like, I was easy to, even if I was dating a girl, it was just too easy for me to be like, oh, you did this, I'm out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Without talking to them, without saying, this is what you did. Like, I'm just thinking you should know better. You know what I mean? And not giving them the benefit. It was just too easy to walk away because it's like, I've been by myself. I don't need you. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, nah, sometimes you got to stick through those difficult situations. I mean, of course, we all have our threshold. We know how much we can take, but you got to at least, you know, put in some effort. And it's not going to be easy all the time.
I agree with that.
I see what you're saying now about being alone too long can be detrimental to you because you do learn to get fed up a little easier, you know. What?
Oh,
it's
man,
my stuff.
You left your stuff out? It's over.
It's over.
Right. I'm like, you disrupting this piece that I worked so hard to create for myself, and you come in here with this mess, like you holding me accountable for something I didn't do or... You know, or maybe I'm holding you account. Maybe you're doing something that subconsciously I stored away as a fault in someone else and I hold it against you. And you're innocent, but because of how the other person made me feel subconsciously, I might have an attitude towards you because there's stored pain that I, you know, in storage of my brain or in my heart that might be there that you exhibit innocently that to me is like, ugh. You know what I mean? And you got to work through that, too. Sometimes it's our own stored up, you know, stuff that's in storage within ourselves that we forgot or, you know, we might have suppressed that, you know, someone might do it.
Is it me or does Chakra talk in poem? Everything is just like smoothness. He talks in poem. I could just see women listen like, mm-hmm. See, the good ones are always not going to be in relationships.
I make him so he ain't single no more.
I'm just saying, man, the good ones just don't be wanting to get in relationships. I've been trying to get this brother to settle down because queens need them. They need you, bro.
That's the problem. I want to be wanted, not needed. Needed too much.
You like
too
that
much,
size
too
12.
Much work.
You like that size 12 boot I was trying to find and just couldn't find the size 12. We out of 12. You know why we got these.
It's real though. Want is the desire. That's where the desire is. There's no desire in need. That's desperation. Mm-hmm. When somebody wants you, that's desire. I want desire. I want to be desired.
Fire and desire.
You know, I think that's a good lesson for people. I think that people need to know that if you're not being desired, if you're not being wanted, if you're not being, you know, I can't be without this person, then maybe that relationship isn't what you think it is.
Mm.
But if you're there because we got to go half in on this rent, somebody has to take care of these kids, you know, who's cooking dinner tonight?
Right.
That's a need.
You take out the trash so good, though. I ain't touching it.
I need someone to take this trash out.
Yeah. I only make $10.50. You make 20-something plus. I can't do it without you. People like that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
They are. They can't be alone. They cannot be alone. It is a problem to be alone, and that's sad.
I smell another topic.
Yeah. Brother D, strike again.
I just had to because I heard you talk about the solitude and I was just like, yo, I got to call in because I've done it and I've had people like, I just turned 40 and I had people, man, you've been single 10 years? My God, I'm like, I've been in a relationship for a little less than 20. You know, what's 10?
Yeah.
You know, I remember in kindergarten, I was like, you're going to be my girlfriend. So, I mean, What's 10?
Nap time. 3 hours. Baby deep.
Yeah.
We gonna share our sheet at nap time, baby. To make us take nap. I wasn't even tired. I was never tired at nap time. I didn't need a nap.
They got it backwards.
You didn't
we
need
want
nap
time
I didn't
now.
Want
you needed
one.
A nap.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
We need those naps now, man. They got it backwards. We'd be way more
That's
productive
real.
Now if we had a nap.
That's
Having
real.
A nap then didn't make you more productive. You know, burn that energy off.
Yeah.
You know, right now, we need a nap. If I had a 15-minute nap break at work, man, I would kill production. Just like, yo, I don't never want y'all to take this benefit away.
My dude,
I wouldn't
old.
Sleep 15 minutes at all. I love that, bro. I love that. I take a nap before I go out. Like, oh, we hitting a bar, we hitting a club, are we going somewhere tonight? Let me take a nap. Are we going to the movie? Let me take a nap first so I can make sure I'm awake for the movie.
I don't want no old man.
Give me 30 minutes, I'll be ironed.
Hey,
don't worry
about
it.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
I go to sleep for 30 minutes. I'm not waking up.
Nah.
I'm staying asleep.
Divine Queen don't take naps.
Nah.
She take a nap. You see her the next day.
Right.
It could be 5
Really?
Minutes. Oh, yeah. She's
oh, yeah. Up. Once I go to sleep, I'm out.
She'd be like, wake me up in 1 hour. I'd be like, I'll wake you up when the sun comes up.
Oh, nah. I could take a power nap. Now, I have to set my alarm. But power naps are needed for me. I think I burn a lot of passion. You already know. Y'all know me. Y'all know how I am. I just got a lot of energy, a lot of passion, man. I still got that fire in me, so I do. I need to recharge.
You know, one thing that I think relationships need more of is an open line of communication throughout the day. You know, I hear a lot of people, you know, they have a mate and they just talk to them when they get home. I believe that when you have an open line of communication throughout the entire day, it keeps the current and frequency of the relationship throughout the day, you know?
Hey, Chopper, I'm going to ask you to stay on the line with us because it's good to get a single person, you know, response on this and input on it. So,
Okay.
So, as a single man, because now I'm a poke at you now.
Yeah.
So, as a single man out here dating, does it bother you that, you know, if a female's texting you, like, where you at? What you doing now? Where you at now? You know, is that kind of thing? Or why ain't you call me? Why ain't you check in? Mm. You know.
If I like you, you wouldn't have to do that. If I like you, you won't even have to do that because I'm going to do it innately. If I like you. See, that's the thing. A lot of these girls out here, they dealing with guys that don't like them. They're like, yo, he's not being consistent. He's not being consistent because he doesn't like you. He might like what you can do for him or to him, but you don't have to ask a guy who likes you. A lot of these girls like, I don't care if he loved me as long as he liked me. Or no. She say, I don't care if he liked me as long as he loved me. I don't care if he liked me as long as he loved me. And I'm like, you missing out on a big jewel. If a guy likes you, that is the epitome of anything that you can get, because he'll be texting you in the morning, good morning, you know, he'll be texting you throughout the day, hey, how's your day, you know, every minute he can be with you, he will be with you. He'll want to hear your voice. He can't go too long without hearing your voice. And it's not a situation, this girl told me today, we were talking, and she was telling me that her mother and father have been together for a long time, and she said he dated her, or he was they knew each other since she was 14. He used to just come to the house and cut the grass. He was cool with her cousin and her brother. And he would come to the house and cut the grass. And then he would walk, like, I think it was, I forget how long. I'm pretty sure she said 3 hours.
He would
get
walk
to her house
hours?
With his lawnmower. Yeah. And she said he would call, like, in a couple days and be like, hey, can I come back over? And cut the grass, and her father would be like, you just cut the grass. He'd be like, I just want to trim it. And it'd be just to see her. You know what I'm saying? It'd be just to see her.
He's trying to trim something.
Yeah, he's trying to trim something. He's coming with some scissors, like.
When she told me he was cool with her cousin and her brother, I was like, dude was playing chess at a young age. He was setting pieces, like, he was getting in good. He knew in his mind that was going to be his woman. And he had to see her. If a guy like you, you're going to know. And she was like, why don't guys do that anymore? I said, because they call it thirsty now. They call it
thirsty.
You know
what your boy Chris used to do?
Tell it.
When we were first dating,
tell it.
We would be talking on the phone late at night, and he'd go, I want some ice cream. And he know I love ice cream. He'd go, want me to bring you some ice cream?
Cookies and cream.
And you live like, what, 20, 30 minutes away? 30
minutes
like
away.
That. He would go up 2 o'clock in the morning, no matter what time it was, go to UDF, get me some cookies and cream ice cream, and bring it over.
Yeah. And sit there and fall asleep on the couch while we ate.
Mm-hmm. Just so he can come over.
Yeah, we weren't even doing nothing. I just enjoy being around our time. I wasn't mowing no lawn. And
you
I wasn't walking
3 miles with this lawnmower, right?
And I wasn't walking. I had a Cadillac. Right. It was a 30-minute drive. It's probably about a 3-hour walk, so I guess, you know, size of the time.
Yeah.
I was just like
it
that dude.
It depends on the...
But like Chakra said, I tell women all the time, if you think he don't like you or you're unsure, he doesn't. Because if I like you, you gonna know. You gonna know. You gonna
you gonna know. You gonna know. You know I'm a Prince fan, right? He's got this wonderful lyric. You know, he was going by the sign for a minute, so he didn't have a pronounceable name. So he had this song. He was like, she was like, I don't know what to call you. I don't know your name. He said, if you always with me, you'll never have to call me. Touché.
Correct.
I was like, wow. If you always with me, you'll never have to call me.
That's real. He was like the first
real.
Androgynous pimp, wasn't he? He was.
Man. Prince was the man.
He was before his
Prince
time, though. He was before his time.
He was definitely.
Because there's a lot of princes out there now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Prince was a demigod.
He was.
Right. That's exactly what I was about to say.
He was.
Prince was a demigod, man. Prince was. He knew exactly what his purpose was here, and he fulfilled it with every bit of his being.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but man, Prince will teach you some things about how to love, and that's what I'm saying. If you have will, if the person likes you, now if a girl's like, "Where you at?" Now, I don't like that. I don't like that. You know, because if I'm with a person, I play cards face up. Imagine that. That's some real trust. Like, you playing cards face up, you might lose because you're not even looking at the card. You playing so true. You know what they got. They know what you got. But you playing so true like you don't even know. I play cards face up. I tell you where I'm going. You know, I let you know. It's you never have to wonder where I am because I'm going to tell you. If I like you, you're going to know. You're never going to have to do that.
Well,
if I don't like you, it ain't none of your business.
You sound really ready to jump into this pool of relationships. Why haven't you? What's holding you back?
I could be ready, but they might not be ready. I'm a lot to take in. And the problem is that if I like you, because you already know I'm very observant, and I see your spirit. I see your soul. So I know deeper than what you might hold over your own head. I'm kind of chubby. My thighs rub together, you know. I wasn't the prettiest girl. Like, it doesn't matter. You have a beauty that transcends your outer physical, the thing that those other guys held against you. I'm not them. I'm trying to marry a soul. You know, I'm at a point. I told my friend, I was like, yo, we have to date and take girls serious that we want our daughters to look up to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, I want a relationship like that. And he stopped playing and got married. after I told him that I ain't even got married this week. He went and got married to his girl. After I told him that, he was like, "This is that conversation just because you know we as guys we had that conversation on the phone like, yo, this is what she's doing. I don't know how to take this and what should I say and this is what happened. What should I do? Like, it shouldn't even be about that.
Mm-hmm.
If you gotta do all that, you shouldn't be with them. It's not relationships aren't they have their problems, but they're not like a Rubik's Cube. If it's like that, you shouldn't even deal with it. You know what I'm saying? That's too much thinking.
If the thighs don't rub,
it's a vibe,
I don't
exactly.
I don't
frequency.
If the thighs don't rub.
It's all about frequency.
You know what I like to do? I like to win by giving in. Sometimes you can argue or you can just win by giving in. Because sometimes, as a man, when you give in, it distinguishes whatever the woman was talking about, and you can commence back to loving again. And then talk about it after everything dies down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I like for my wife to find out the truth. Like, I could be telling her, like, yeah, this is what's going on. She's like, no, it ain't. I'm like, okay. And then a little later, she'd be like, you know what? It is. I'd be like, I know, babe. And leave it at that. I don't do the, I told you so. I don't do the, I told you so. You know.
I do.
Divine Queen, she'll kick you down. She'll kick you right in your mouth. Right in your mouth.
I'm a believer it's just better to win through action rather than argument.
Yeah.
I don't like to argue.
Mm-mm. I hate
arguing.
I'll debate if it's worth debating, but I don't want to argue.
You know, me and Divine
debating
both like. No, you go. We're both like vengeful, like really, really. We get real angry, so we argue. The relationship might be over. You know what I'm saying, bro? I mean, it's real, so we don't do it because we know each other. I have a dark side, and she has one too. And we just give in, or just don't say nothing. Like, you know what? It's all good, and we talk about it later. We talk about it.
We have one big argument, and it was back in the day, and I don't even remember what it was about. But you did something that made me mad, and I remember I went into the bedroom. And I slammed the door so hard that it sounded like it cracked.
Yeah.
And Chris came into the room and he said, "You think you're the only one know how to slam a door?"
Oh. That poor door.
It was like do.
Yeah. I was about to rip the door off the hinges.
And we couldn't do nothing. We busted out laughing.
Because, you know, I was acting like a kid.
You
know what I mean?
It was funny.
Yeah, you got to be able to laugh it out. We laugh a lot of arguments out.
We do laugh a lot of arguments out because it just...
It ain't us.
It's not. I mean, you got to pick your arguments, too. I mean, a lot of times people will argue about, you know, the silliest things, and it's not even worth arguing about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who left, you know, the milk out of the refrigerator. Oh, well, buy new milk. Mm-hmm. You know, laugh about it. Get new milk. You know, it'll be okay.
Sometimes you got to lead by example through love.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not getting what you deserve or what you need, you need to do it to your partner so they can see how it feels to have it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll be like,
that's
right. I want to do it too. But if they don't do it, you're like, you know, I've been doing this for like 4 or 5 years and you haven't picked up yet. I love you, but it's time to go.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that.
And it's good to know. It's good to know love languages as well,
mm-hmm.
because and you can Google it and, you know, look it up and get more information to the callers. I know y'all know about it, but I think love languages is very, very important because, you know, if you have a situation, you want to cater to that person. You want to speak to them in a language they understand. If one person speaks Chinese, another person speaks Russian, you're going to be missing, you know, some important information that you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're giving gifts to someone who, you know, would rather have words of affirmation, or quality time, you know, you're kind of missing the mark and you're not giving your partner what they need. You know, relationships are selfless. you know, like you said, you have to sometimes give your partner what they need and show them so that they can speak to you in whatever language that you respond to. I think learning a person's love language is really important.
Most people don't realize that. I'll say about 70% of human communication isn't verbal, it's nonverbal.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the pheromones you're skeeting, the facial expressions, the energy you're giving one another. We always give each other great energy. You know what I mean? And that's one thing that I want all the listeners now and in the future to realize. It's your energy. You can say, I love you, but have hate energy going. Like, I love you.
I love you.
You can say I love you without saying the word I love you through your actions.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone's on his phone, yeah, I got a boo that's close to your boo. After this call, go over and just kiss him for no reason. And just let him know, look him dead in the eyes and tell him you love him. For no reason, just walk away. Wait a wedgie. It doesn't matter. Just walk away. Just walk away. Don't pull it.
And if they love you, they'll pull it out for you.
Yeah. I pull out my teeth.
You pull it out. I don't even have words.
I do. Sometimes I put it in.
But overall, relationships should be fun. Relationships should be full of love. It should be full of joy. You should learn things from your partner. You should, you know, one of the good things, one of the things you said earlier, Chakra, that I really thought was valuable is that you should want to be around that person, not need to be around that person. So when you mix all that together and throw it in your cauldron, there it is, relationship magic.
One thing about, that's a great analogy. One thing about us humans is before we spiral into this reality, we're both male and female. And when you're incarnated into this reality and you're a man and you meet a woman and you love them, you really learn to tap into your feminine side on a level that's spiritual. And when you combine the two and you're able to love your mate as if they're you, you've literally mastered living. You've mastered living. You know, my wife's on my mind on everything I do. Everything I say, everything I do. You know what I mean? So a lot of us are taught to be like looking out of our eyes and not looking out of their mate's eyes. And we need to change that. We really need to change that.
Yeah.
So get your... No, I'm done, brother. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, and being in relationships, your partner should activate, you know, your femininity or activate your masculinity. You know, if you a man and you got a woman that you care about, that you like, you know, and she comes over your house and, you know, to see you. And let's say she stays the night and the next morning she's leaving and it's ice on her car. Are you going to put your clothes on, get out your cozy house and knock the ice off her car for her? Or are you going to let her go out and do it? I've had situations where I've done that, and it's like, I've never had a guy do that. Like, really? Like, I'll be out here scraping my own car. Like, wow. You know, things like that.
Never scraped ice off a car.
I've offered.
There's some dudes out here that let you pump your gas, ladies, your own gas, and they sitting in the car. Why?
You were scraping ice off the windows
like
last week. And I said, want me to help you? And you said, nah, babe, stay in there, stay warm.
That's what a king does.
And I said, okay.
He wants to protect. Yeah, he wants to protect. It's like it activates his need to protect. He thinks about how can I protect this woman so that she can shine in her femininity, so that she can be beautiful, so she ain't got to break a nail. Like, what can I do? You know, that's the image.
We got another caller. I'm going to bring this other caller on the line. Caller from the 850-631. Peace, peace. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, my name is Mike. I just wanted to call in and just tell you I've been agreeing with everything you've been saying tonight. And, you know, it's true because, you know, when you put that you know, a little bit, not effort, that's not the right thing, but, you know, when you, a little back rub and a little extra effort goes a long way in a relationship, you know, and, you know, it's just about thinking of the other person in your relationship and, you know, not always about yourself, you know. And a lot of times, you know, it isn't always about the big things. It's about the little things. You know, it isn't always about the steak dinners. It might be just a hamburger and a french fry, you know, just pull over at the park. And, you know what I mean? Just little things, you know, but they mean a lot, you know. So it's true.
Definitely.
And yeah, you know, I just, and, you know, the funny thing is, you know, I talked to you a couple weeks ago. And ever since I talked to you, you know, I got thinking about a lot of things. I've been listening to, you know, some past things that you guys been saying. And, you know, so I've been thinking about things, selfish things that I've done even myself, you know. And I went back and I told my wife, you know, I says, hey, I'm really sorry about, you know, the things that I've done, you know. And so instead of me, like, you know, say Saturday night, you know, the kids are away, you know, and instead of me making plans like, hey, this is what we're going to do, I caught myself saying, hey, what do you want to do?
Ooh, beautiful.
You know?
Beautiful.
So, hey, my marriage has went up 10 points since I've been listening to you, so thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
I love it. Oh, wow. Bringing so much joy. You're bringing me joy, Mike. I love it.
No, you know?
When?
It is, because, you know, It's always about, it's you know, the one thing that I've learned, because our marriage, you know, our marriage has went through some rough spots too, you know, but, you know, we've been married a long time, like I told you before, but, you know, when we first got married, man, you do anything, you jump in a mud puddle for your you do anything, you know, man, you'd go out naked and scrub that windshield, you know, and so now... Now, you know, like, you know, you get to those points where it's like, go scrape your own windshield. But, you know, when you get back to that point where it's like you do anything, that's when the magic is, you know.
Yeah.
And so don't let that go that way, you know. Do what you got to do. And, you know, like, you know, be the first to say even if you're wrong, just be the first to say you're sorry, because, you know what?
Yeah.
It isn't worth it, you know, and nothing is worth it. Just, man, I'm sorry, I did wrong. And even though maybe you were right, you know, who cares, you know, because that's your wife or that's your husband, and that's what's important, you know. In your relationship, you know, it'll go the long run, you know. So those are the important
things. You're right.
Man, you know, it's not about the things you buy, because what you buy for $1,000 today – ain't worth $10 in a garage sale in 6 months.
Wow.
You know,
that's so true.
So, yeah.
So true.
You know, but I just wanted to call and just say, you know, I love you guys. I love listening to this show. And, man, I just love you guys. I mean, you guys always have a good word of wisdom.
Thanks, Mike. We love you too, bro. Trust.
Yes,
I mean, you brought me joy. The last time you called and I felt great.
Mm-hmm.
Just the thought that we can help people, that's what we're here for. We don't get paid for this. We just do it because we love people.
Mm-hmm.
And you just sound like such a great guy. And I'm just happy for you too, bro. I really am.
Definitely.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
We really appreciate you, Mike.
I love you guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We love you.
Love you back. You know, that's
Mike
wins. We do this show. Yeah, he is winning.
Mike is winning.
Yeah, he is.
Mike is winning.
You cannot fake.
You know
genius.
What? I thought about what he was saying about the arguing piece. But once again, man, I thought of a Prince lyric. But it's so poignant, because he says, which one of us is right if we always fight? Why can't we just let love decide?
That's real.
Mm-hmm.
That's real. One thing I like.
I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you out of this argument more than you gonna love me. I'm gonna pour love into you. You know, more than you. Let's fight that out. Who can love each other the best? Who can make each other feel more special today?
One of the jewels that Mike said that really touched me was he said that in the beginning of the relationship, you just jump in a mud puddle. You go out there naked and scrub that car. And those are just like really impulses out of like pure love.
Yeah.
But then when that dies down and you're like, oh, go and scrub your own car. And then you evolve in your relationship and realize, hey, you're my everything. I'm going to go out there and scrub it forever because it's love, not out of excitement, but it's through love.
Not out of excitement, not out of obligation, but out of the desire to want to do that because you love that person.
Yeah, that's
and that's where and that's where the layers.
Yeah,
and that's where the layers and levels is too, because you guys have been married for 20 years, right?
We've been together for 24 years.
24, right. So you said she never scraped the car. Now, here I am. I've been single for the past 10 years. I'm scraping cars. So I'm scraping it for a different reason than you.
even if
a guy is single, he can still scrape your car if he likes you.
That's real. That's real. Man.
If he likes you. Chris doing it because he loves his twin flame.
Boy.
You know.
Yes.
And all the Chrises of the world out here loving they soulmates, you know.
That's it. That's real.
You know. My mom ain't scraping no window. It's over 50 years. She's not scraping no window.
Man.
My dad's not having it.
That's a king.
And if she's out of town or if he's out of town, they look like a kid that just don't know what to do with their time. Like, you know, they let them go and have their fun, but they have to find themselves doing something to fix their to do something with their time because they're not together. They're always together. They take trips together.
One of the most rewarding things I hear you talking about your parents. I love it when my daughter talks about the love that she sees her mother and father has.
Mm-hmm.
When she goes to other friends' houses, she doesn't see that or feel that energy. But she comes back and says, you know what, Dad, Mom, I love you guys. You guys always show each other love and you show me love. It's just, I love being around you guys. And she likes hanging with us too. She has her own friends, but she's enjoying being around us because we've shown her what real love is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the biggest gifts you can give a child, unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's beautiful. And on the flip side with me, you know, being single for 10 years and having custody of my daughter since she was 6 and now her being 17 and a lot of her life, she hasn't seen me in relationships. I don't bring women around her. She's not dating. People be like, oh, you got a teenager? Oh, I know them boys. Like, nah. We be at home watching Netflix, watching movies, you know, eating pizza, chilling, doing whatever we do. Like, one of my friends saw me out, and he was like, man, I'll never see you without your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you look weird without being without your daughter. You know, and so
a lot of women,
so I think that
Well, I was about to say pretty much what you was about to say. A lot of young women that don't have their father at home, they date because they're more than likely looking for the love that they're not getting from their father. But if since you're giving your daughter all the love and things that she needs, she doesn't really have a strong desire to go out and fulfill that desire elsewhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's real, because I have a daughter. Yeah. I'm going through the same thing. You know, she ain't dating. I'm like, okay, that's cool with me. Keep them suckers away from you. Don't try to go to jail.
She already know, like, and she knows me, and she knows how I am, so it's like she already knows, like, she's going to size a guy up because she's knowing that whoever she dates is going to have to meet me. And it's not like I'm that dad that's going to be, like, bullying a kid or, you know, trying to shake his hand off firm. He's going to feel my energy because energy is everything, and my energy don't lie. You know that. So I don't have to say much. You know, I don't have to say much. And two, you know, she's seen how I move. I mean, it's been a couple it's been a couple girls in the 10 years that she met. And one told me that, and that was the one that I was just like, yeah, I'm cool on dating. But she said, I spend too much time with my daughter. I couldn't believe it. So, from that point, I was like, I'm going to have to keep them away, you know. And
she didn't have a dad.
It was kind of weird.
She didn't have a dad.
She did.
Wow.
But her motives was just selfishness. You know, that's another thing. You don't own the person that you with. My parents have been together for 50-something years. And like she said, my mom saying that she wants to be with my father, she doesn't need to be with my father, means that she doesn't own my father. And my father doesn't own her. They are there because they want to be there and they submit to each other. That's a difference. When your partner submits to you and you submit to them, that's different than ownership. It's different. It's a willing submission. It's a willing submission. That's key. Yeah. So, you know, so that's the thing. She felt it was ownership, that she needed to own me. No, you don't own me.
This brother's ready for a relationship, man. He's got all the answers. Like, man, he's ready. I'm just saying, man, you're so ready.
So someone messaged me and said, what about passion? What about relationships that are lacking passion? And that sometimes what they will do to invoke passion back into the relationship is start an argument, because that brings excitement back into their relationship.
You know, I think liquor helps. Liquor will bring the right stuff will bring passion out of you, dude. I'm telling you. I got some stuff that I don't drink because they give me too much passion. Tequila gave me too much passion on it.
Like, y'all had too much passion last night, baby.
I ain't gonna drink that no more.
Too much passion.
Anyway.
That's true, though. What she's saying, though, that is true, because people want to have that, want that fire. And some people, that's all they know. Some people have to have drama in their lives. Drama is their
peace. That's what I was going to say, yep.
Drama is their peace. So if you're a peaceful person like myself, you don't want a person who has a lot of drama. I can't deal with it because I'm a healer.
Right.
And I like to see you fixed. You know what I'm saying? I want to heal you. So, but if you're content with being broken and you're content with negativity and that's just the frequency that you work best in, you have every right to it, and I have the right not to be around it.
I'd say to that person left you that message is, if you're not getting the passion you want and need and desire, let your mate know. Let your mate know. You know. And if he still doesn't, passion yourself. Be loud.
Ooh. And you know, some people's idea of passion is being in heated arguments. I don't know. I guess I would say that as long as you're doing that with someone who's on that level and likes it back and, you know, get just as passionate and excited, you know, through that same, you know, avenue of exploring passion, then, you know, all for it. But you got to know your mate. And if your mate isn't into that kind of stuff, then you're going to drive them away.
You know, our passion is a good meal. We'd be like, oh, God, that was not good, baby. We'd be like, pull your shit, this is your stomach.
Like, it's beef, baby.
She's laughing because it's true, yeah. That's true. It's true.
Hey, a lot of women, that's the way that they heart is through their belly. They love to eat, man.
Oh, man.
Food up.
Man, too.
Feed them.
Man, our passion.
I didn't ask to see your belly.
Yes,
you showed me your belly.
Yes, you did. You said, pull it out, baby. And you wrote, you said, ooh, that's hard. I ain't never seen that meat. That's the last time I ate meat. We had salads before the show, bro. I'm serious. I ain't had meat all day.
Wow. Doing good. Doing good.
There you go. There you go. She shall remain nameless. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, me, I'm not an RU. I don't, you know, that doesn't bring me passion.
No.
You know? But, you know, that may be for some people. Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, amen. We do.
And,
make sure y'all playing the same game.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Now, me
if
and
you,
Chris
if
do
you
have
like
this
to
thing
argue,
where we'll like we'll play argue or something like that. We'll cap on each other or something
mm-hmm.
like that. But we're on the same accord. It's
yeah.
never like with ill intent or
trying to hurt each other
or anything like that. We,
right.
we both laugh about it. You
yeah.
know, we usually can't even get through it because
yeah,
we start
laughing.
And
somebody say something real good, like yeah, that was funny.
That was good. Ooh. That was good. I can't even say anything.
But you gotta talk. Not argue, but you gotta talk about your mate.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta play with them. Just like you would do a friend. We're great for, we're better friends than anything. And, you know, friends are ride or die. Same in relationships, too.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep that friendship going. We do everything together.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do nothing together and we'll still be friends.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Well, we're about 20, almost 25 minutes over. So we're going to end this show. You want to wrap it up, boo?
That's an exhale on this show, because that was a good one.
It was a good one. Shout out to Mike and Chakra.
Shout out to Mike. Mike is my new buddy. I
Man.
Like Mike. He sent us a message.
Mike came up with that good
last week, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, Mike did.
And shout out to our homie Chakra. Chakra from
Cincinnati.
I know, I forgot where you was from.
Sound like you're from another
from
planet.
The
from
the ether.
Thank you for having me.
Just,
and staying with us.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. I just, like I said, man, I was like, ooh, let me just come in and say this something. So thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
You already know.
You're always welcome on our platform.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. Peace and light, everyone.
All right, fam. That's going to do it for today. We'll be back next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We will be talking about something a little dark next week.
Yeah, some darkness, yeah.
We're going to do something deep and dark.
Yeah.
So because, you know, love isn't always about, you know, the upside. So there's downsides to love as well. So we want to make sure that our listeners are being healed in all aspects of love.
Right.
So next week, I think we're going to be going in on
abuse. Yeah, verbal, physical, mental, all types of abuse.
All types of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Abuse in relationships.
Yeah.
So. We will be back next Monday, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, here on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Divine Queen.
And I'm Mr. Moist.
And
dirty.
Dusty.
I'm dirty
He's
now.
Dusty.
I'm going to get it real dirty after you hang up.
And we are out, fam. That is a wrap. Peace and love. We will see you next week.
Peace.